Come in from out of the cold. While our weather outside today can't really be considered cold, we certainly do warm up here in church this morning, as we're all the proud new owners of a boiler. Congratulations. In total, it's been about a four-month journey to heat, but we only felt it when our pace quickened some, when delivery got closer and closer and delayed, and when it was cold outside and sometimes even colder in here. In many ways, it was the Advent journey. I certainly grew in respect for Sister Beth and Sister Gloria's purple-fingered patience. You can certainly invite family and friends to Christmas Mass now with a cleaner conscience, but even more in the big picture. Advent is that journey that tells us, come in from out of the cold. Can't you hear this on Elizabeth's lips this morning? See it on Mary's breath? Come in from out of the cold. Now, based on our church calendar, Mary would have made this journey in our gospel of 80 or so miles in late March. So we can't quite envision icy roads and donkey snowplows or anything, but the 4 or 5 days wouldn't have been easy traveling. She left in haste, after all, as Luke describes it. We can't imagine that she had the latest in heavy thermals for the 50-degree temperature she would have faced. The cold here, though, is more than the 7-day forecast. Come in from out of the cold, from out on the road, from that foreign, distant land. Warm yourself in God's nearness, in our community, in the burning heart message we have both received. The pilot is lit. The sight of Mary stokes the fire. Listen to Luke describe the crackling flame again. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice. Come in from out of the cold. It's God's words to them both, letting loose Mary's famous Magnificat, which follows just after the final verse of today's gospel, giving birth to no less stirring words from Elizabeth, which are included here. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Elizabeth's words still warming in the Hail Mary. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? A chain reaction of message, greeting, reflection, that might be the greatest statement of faith in the Gospels. Come in from out of the cold. How does this happen to me? We're not merely observers here. This is meant for us too. God telling us at the end of a long, cold, boiler-free Advent that he comes to warm us, to bring us life, to lead us to bewildered rejoicing again. Maybe a way to not miss the message is asking ourselves two things. One, how has God, this season or this year, brought us from out of the cold? Two, where is God inviting to warm us still? One of each, a relationship, an attitude, a virtue or sin. On this fourth Sunday in Advent, when our destination is so close, we observe Mary and Elizabeth's visitation and realize the warmth of God's words to us, the point of our journey. Come in from out of the cold.